Tales of Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed. My dear listener, welcome once again to today's reflections. Today's nugget is titled, Success Has No Choice. Success has no choice. Do you know that we learn almost nothing in victory, but we learn much in defeat? A football coach once said, I agree, for when we take time to learn from our mistakes, success has no choice but to fall flat at the feet of failure. Give success no choice but to triumph. How? Graciously accept your defeat, humbly admit your failures, courteously offer no excuses for your faults, willingly embrace the consequences of your mistakes, ardently learn from your missteps, and fully surrender your hopes to God's will. Success wins by falling contritely at the feet of failure, then immediately rising up by faith and courageously moving forward. This is written by Dr. Samuel Crichton Pippin. And for more nuggets by Dr. Pippin, you can visit eaglesonline.org and click on Weekly Thoughts Nuggets. My name is Margaret Abebrese, your presenter. Thank you once again for listening.
Hello, listener. You're about to listen to a discussion on the topic, heart. This is the fifth part of the discussion, heart.
You are welcome back to A Healthy You. We just got a message from Mauto from Medina. Mauto says, please, sometimes when I've eaten like fermented food or delay in the release of waste in the body, I feel a certain heat at the left side of my tummy. Please, I want to know what can be the cause. This is Mauto from Medina. So, Madam Dorothy, do you have anything to say?
Why is that a fermented food? What kind of fermented food will be that? Is it fermented kinky?
Maybe. Yeah.
What are some of the other fermented food?
I think banku, kinky, like all the carbohydrates.
Corn. The corn foods.
Yeah. All right.
Or so, when he delays in...
defecating.
Yes.
Okay.
Or I think urination, because he says release of waste from the body. So whether you urinating or defecating.
Okay. All right. Since there are a lot of organs in the left part of the abdomen,
mm-hmm.
I will advise the person to go and see a physician, a doctor, so that there can be proper assessment and diagnostic procedures which can be done to diagnose whatever is going wrong.
Okay. Go to your physician and then complain to him or her. They'll do the necessary tests to ascertain what actually is the problem so that proper treatment can be given. If it's just advice, they will advise you. Yeah, Gifty, you were on the leaves of grapes. Yeah.
And please, to add a little to Mauto's issue, fermented food, we talked about alcohol not being very good for the liver. I think that's why he asked the question. Mm-hmm. And you know, fermented food also go a long way to and behave like alcohol.
Okay.
So we are seeing what is giving him the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we should try as much as possible to do away with that so that he doesn't find himself in such a situation.
Mm-hmm.
But the harm has been caused already.
Mm-hmm.
So that's as Madame said, you should go and see your doctor so that you'll be given the right diagnosis and treatment.
But avoid the fermented kinky.
Yes, the fermented kinky.
And for example, even the little kinky down, for it to ferment for like 1 week before mashing.
And not the kinky alone. Most of the time, when you mix sugar with milk, the end product is alcohol.
Wow.
It gets fermented, and so you can have the same effect as eating fermented kinky.
Okay.
And one advice is, since when you eat the fermented food, you have it. And so the best way to do away with that, don't eat it.
Yeah.
If you don't eat it, you will not have the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if the symptoms still exist, then I'll advise her to go and see a physician.
Okay. So, the olive leaves.
For the olive leaves, it also helps with liver, which is scarred.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it earlier on that when the liver tries to compensate itself, it gets affected or damaged, it heals itself again, just as you said, about Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
But after some time, it won't tolerate that again. So it begins to scallop. Mm-hmm. And one good thing that can help is the grape leaves. Okay. It helps with the scaling to get back to its smooth, mm-hmm. natural state, so that mm-hmm. blood flow can be effective and perform its functions.
We have seen that it is possible that a scarred liver, by consumption of the leaves of olives, it can be unscarred.
Yes, it can help.
It can help.
Yes. Okay. And we are drifting a little from the liver. Grape leaves in general help with the brain or with the memory.
Mm-hmm.
So please, those who have memory loss, they can go in for that. It helps with memory loss.
Madam, can you tell us some of the properties of...
Okay. All right. And so all the plants that we are talking about,
mm-hmm.
they have two properties, okay. two types of properties.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is a little bit big. Let's try to mm-hmm. learn about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have the choleretic effect mm-hmm. or property mm-hmm. of a plant. And when I say this plant is having choleretic property, this one is the action increases the amount of bile secretion
mm-hmm.
by the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then another one is by increasing the bile production, choleretic plants reduce the congestion of the liver.
Okay.
Since the bile is being flowed easily,
okay.
it decongests.
Okay.
okay. And then it promotes digestion.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are especially useful for liver disorders such as hepatitis.
Okay.
And so if we are eating a certain fruit mm-hmm. which have choleretic mm-hmm. effect,
okay.
these are the properties or
okay.
the action that
okay.
that plant can.
Okay. Okay. So let's look at onion. Enoch.
Okay. Onion is also helpful for the liver
mm-hmm.
because it has a high content of HDL. That's the good cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And the liver is one of the organs which is supposed to deal with cholesterol
mm-hmm.
when it actually produces some.
Okay.
Yeah, and it also converts some to other substances so that it won't harm the body.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have so much of the good cholesterol in your body, it's going to help the liver. Mm-hmm. So onion too is one of the good sources of HDL.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whether chewed raw or cooked or baked, it is still good.
Yeah, but best eaten raw.
Yeah. Okay. Let's say you got your kinky
mm-hmm.
with shito and
that's what that
chili.
One is.
You just
nice.
Slice your onions
mm-hmm.
and then you add. And then you can even make it into juice.
Yeah.
Mm. Onion juice.
Yeah. So what other plants
okay.
gifty?
Okay, so add like add a little to
okay.
the onion.
That adding.
Ah,
I like
that's
that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it also contains metabolic functions,
mm-hmm.
that it helps in the breaking down of this and food substances we take,
mm-hmm.
so that the zinc-lion can do its work well,
mm-hmm.
and then the nutritious aspects can also be absorbed in the body.
Mm-hmm.
The onion is very good for metabolic activities,
mm-hmm.
and we should also bear in mind that onion contains certain vitamins
mm-hmm.
and it also contains folic acid, which is very, very good for the liver. And a deficiency of folic acid can cause a defect or a damage to the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, so when we take in onion, which contains folic acid, it can reduce the rate that's what damage can cause to the liver.
Okay.
So taking onion,
it's really helpful.
It's very, very helpful.
So the next plant that you think is good for?
Oh, let's look for, where can we get onions?
Yeah.
Makola, Madina Market.
Onions are everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's all like grape.
Of course. Since we have onions here, what about the leaves?
Oh, the leaves. The spring onion
with
the leaves. Yeah.
With the leaves, you can take it
yeah.
in preparation of salad.
Mm-hmm.
It gives us a very nice taste
mm-hmm.
and flavor as well.
Yeah.
So as you're having a very garnished salad
mm-hmm.
or food, yeah, taking it and it's so sweet. It's
mm-hmm.
also very beneficial to your liver as well.
Okay.
And it
yeah.
also helps in the production of blood cells. When you take
onions?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
very good. When you take it, and the liver make good use of those. Yes, blood cells can be really produced to help the body.
That's good. All right. And so talking about onions, I would like to add this information.
Okay.
Even though it's out of the topic we are treating, but it's really necessary to know this. All right. I was reading an article last week, and it states that when we are using onion, we don't have to leave any part. Let's say you are preparing your contemporary stew. The onion is too big, and so you cut and then leave the half. You, even though you refrigerate it or you just leave it, it is toxic.
Yeah.
You don't have to use the remaining, the leftover. It's better you use the whole bulk. Because when you leave it, it will in turn absorb bacteria
from the
environment. Okay? And so when you eat the leftover onion, you have all those bacteria in your system. And so it's best you take what you can eat at a time and don't leave any leftover onion. If it's leftover, you just throw it away.
In order the best is to get medium size and small size. So when you take one, you finish it.
Okay. Thanks so much for that tip.
You just listened to the fifth part of the discussion, Heart.
Or contributions, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Through a storm, hold your head high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of the love. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown, walk on.
Welcome to another edition of Moments of Truth. My name is Agana Nsiri Agana. Today we are considering a brief message by the title, The Unpromised Land. The Unpromised Land. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we are so thankful for all the many promises you hold for us in your word. We thank you for the freedom with which you lavish your love upon us. We ask, O God, that you will give us receptive hearts and spirits to see this other great promise and to see how we can reconcile ourselves to you, to be ready for it, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Unpromised Land. I'd like you to go with me, if you can, to the book of Hebrews. We'll be looking at the great chapter of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, and we'll be considering verses 8 through to 10. Verses 8 through to 10. About the patriarch Abraham. Now it says, and I read from the NIV, "By faith Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign land. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. Verse 10, for he was looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God." So Abraham receives a promise. "Set out from your father's house to a place I will show you, and I will give this land to you and to your descendants forever and forever." This is a great promise that God makes to Abraham, as we all recall. Now Hebrews tells us that indeed Abraham set out and he reached this promised land. It's not as if he never found it. It's not as if it was a land that he himself personally was never to see, unlike Moses. He himself personally entered and inhabited the promised land. And yet we read something strange about how Abraham conducts himself in what is his own inheritance. Verse 9 tells us, "By faith he made his home in the promised land like" what? "Like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise." Now, why was Abraham living in tents like a stranger in a foreign land, when this was clearly the land that God had promised to give him? Consider briefly that Abraham was well aware that the promises of God for his life were twofold. First, he was well aware that through him there was to be born a great nation, an innumerable people who would carry the light of the knowledge of God throughout the whole world. And secondly, he was aware that there was a great promise to him personally, in that his personal salvation was guaranteed and secured in the coming of a Messiah who also would come through this lineage. Now, Abraham seems to have understood something that we often do not. Abraham seems to have understood that the promised land that we all call the promised land, and that he called the promised land, I'm sure, was not really the ultimate promised land. You see, he entered it, but understanding that this was not his permanent home, he lived in tents. Tents are temporary structures, you know that. You can take them apart and put them back together, and you use them when you're traveling and sojourning, when you're expecting to be moving on quickly. You don't put up tents when you expect to stay and remain. Tents are the equipment of a nomadic lifestyle, of a temporary habitation. So Abraham seems to have understood that, yes, immediately this land is mine to occupy, but ultimately, I am journeying somewhere else. I am journeying somewhere else. Now, where is he journeying? Verse 10 tells us the beautiful truth that he was looking forward to the city whose foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Isn't that interesting? So clearly Abraham does not have Canaanite cities in sight. Clearly he does not have the fertile crescent of the Palestinian terrain in sight. Clearly Abraham has heaven itself in his sights. Now I'd like us to consider also that Jesus Christ makes us a promise. Jesus Christ similarly calls us out of the family of the world into his fold, and he tells us in John 14 to go someplace, or shall I say to prepare to go someplace he is preparing for us. Let's read John 14, 1-3. "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." Very, very similar to the Abrahamic promise, isn't it? God tells Abraham, get thee up and go out. I will show you where. And God tells us, get you prepared because I prepare a place for you. And when I am done, I will come and receive you to myself. You see, when we are called to Christ, yes, we are called into many rich promises. But none of the promises of our relationship with God ends here on earth. We must see, like Abraham, that this is but the unpromised land. The real promised land is the city whose foundations and whose builder is God himself. The city that Christ himself is preparing for all his children. If it is your desire and your will to live in this world like strangers in a foreign country, in your tents, ready to pack and go whenever the Savior calls out from those skies, if that is your desire, I'd like you to close your eyes and let's say this short prayer. Eternal Father, we are thankful for your word. We are thankful for this beautiful promise. It comes to us straight down from Abraham, and we receive it in the same meek faith that this patriarch did. We ask, O God, where we are weak in our faith and where we are faltering in doubt, please, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, give us the surety of the knowledge that we are saved in Christ Jesus. Give us, Father, the fortitude to stay within your way and within your bosom, so that when you do come with the final gift of the promised land, we will be called among the number when the roll is called up yonder. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.